Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Kurt Mischa. He's the president and CEO of the public television station in Northern Nevada and Eastern California for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to the program, Kurt Mischa. He is president and CEO of KMPB Channel 5, the public television station in Reno, celebrating 35 years on the air, which is amazing and scares me that I have been here prior to that time, so I've been around a while. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
So if you go back in time to 35 years ago, You didn't even have Fox at that time as a television network. You had your three basic networks. They would do an occasional show that was of high quality, but for the most part, they were appealing as they do today to the broader public. Mm-hmm. And public television was something that was able to add a different level.
Right.
Now we're in a world of 1 million channels, mm-hmm. and getting close at least. And a lot of people say, you know, what's the role of public television in the 2000s? So that's the question.
That's a great question, and I would say it's the same role that we had 35 years ago, expressed a little differently. There's a real need for the kind of education-based content that we provide, not only for children, but for lifelong learners. There's a real need and a desire for quality. It's hard to find a symphony or an opera on television anymore, and we certainly do that. The ability to watch a program like This Old House without being interrupted with a number of commercials is of value. And we've been able, in public television, to diversify our off-air services as well in the areas of education and public safety. So there's a lot that we are doing that people find valuable still today, despite the fact that we've got a million or so more competitors than we had back in the day.
All right, so how difficult is it, and especially now when you have Netflix and Amazon mm-hmm. and Apple and Google and everybody
right.
and their cousin, looking to put billions of dollars into programming mm-hmm. To obtain programming at a reasonable cost.
Mm-hmm. So that is handled at the national level, and the negotiations are ongoing, I think would be the best way to describe that. There are some program producers and distributors who want to work with public television and have their content in the public television environment. Some others are willing to share their content with the public television environment. So it's almost a case by case. You're exactly right. We don't have the bajillions of dollars that, you know, a Netflix or a Hulu has available to spend on original content. But I'll take Poldark, I'll take Victoria on Masterpiece and put that up against the content on Netflix or some of those other channels.
And I would agree. And in fact, mm-hmm. the irony is, for example, Victoria right. is available on Amazon Prime.
Right. Uh-huh.
You can get a free trial for a week right. and then pay a couple of bucks a month to have that service. So do the local stations share in any of that money that's coming in? Because that's one of the things that has been interesting over the last few years right. with this divergence of platforms. So you have podcasts, you have video podcasts, you have streaming. Do the local stations get any kind of percentage of that to go towards their costs?
Not directly. We get some indirectly because the producing stations or the program producers can experience lower costs. Those lower costs are passed on to the station, so our membership dues go down. Because we have to remember that PBS is not a network in the sense that ABC, NBC, some of the other networks are. We are a membership organization. So each PBS station receives an invoice every year for the programs and services and material that we can access.
Okay, versus the commercial television where the local stations are right. actually paid by the networks for their transmissions.
That's correct. So if the program costs for one of our specials or one of our series are lower, then that means a lower cost gets passed on to each of the individual stations.
I've got to ask you about something you added in Reno. Uh-huh. And for folks watching in Vegas, that's a whole different station, Channel 10, mm-hmm. Which also does a fabulous job. And is involved in so many other businesses. Yeah. It's really quite remarkable. And uh-huh. I'd love to have the general manager of that station mm-hmm. on the program. But you're running Japanese News, NHK,
mm-hmm.
the network.
Right.
How did that come about? Was that because you had a hole in the lineup that you needed to fill, or was there a desire on the Reno market to hear news from a Japanese perspective? How did that come about?
Yes and yes. We lost the Charlie Rose program and the Tavis Smiley program, a result of all of the Me Too activities. And we had an opening in the schedule for a half hour news public affairs program. We looked around, we talked with our program consultant, and NHK, which is the PBS in Japan, has this wonderful half-hour newscast. Looking at the demographics of our market, Asian Pacific Islander folks are the second largest group behind the Hispanic population. So we thought this might be interesting. We have the BBC World News, of course we got the PBS NewsHour. Let's take a look at world news from another perspective. We started the NHK World News, and that program generated very good ratings from the very first sweep that we had it on. So it's just interesting to have that look at the world and look at America from a different perspective.
Is there a Hispanic network that would be at that level?
There was. We carried that station for 10 years on our channel 5.3. They were not successful with their business model. They don't exist any longer.
Okay. But it's just fascinating to see, you know, you have all these world perspectives.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of people, I have to point out, that when they look at the American media, they say that they turn to the BBC, both on radio and television, for a different point of view that they feel is perhaps a more accurate portrayal than we see from the news. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more on Channel 5 and public television after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kurt Misha. He's president and CEO of the public television station in Northern Nevada and Eastern California, KMPB. So we were just talking about the failure of a Hispanic network to work in the public television mold. Right. Now, part of it may be that, you know, people are still getting used to digital television. Mm-hmm. I think that the majority of viewership, and this may be an overstatement, but is from people who watch over-the-air television where they have access to a limited amount of channels, mm-hmm. but they have all the digital channels
yes.
and in the highest quality, which is yes. an interesting yeah. point. But for the average person, you may have to go way up in your cable channels or your dish channels, mm-hmm. DirecTV, to find some of these secondary channels.
Right.
But don't you think that you know, the Hispanic market is just not played to very well by the overall television industry? It seems to me that, you know, especially in the Western United States, where the Hispanic population is just booming, mm-hmm. in places like New Mexico, it's way a majority, I believe mm-hmm. it's 60% of the population, mm-hmm. That somehow we're missing out in this connection between the Anglo and Hispanic
yes.
and Hispanic and Anglo markets, not only on a viewership level, but on a business level.
Just stepping back, and I'm not Hispanic, so I, you know, that influences my perspective, but looking at the representation of some of the people on some of the telenovelas and some of the content on the Hispanic networks is really surprising to me. It seems almost very stereotypical. You know, there's always a priest.
Have you watched The Young and the Restless?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I suppose that's fair. It's just really interesting to me that you don't see the quality, the representation that you see when you meet leaders in the Hispanic community and people, the real people who are not in these series.
Well, okay.
You know? So,
well, I will bring this up and my wife will be very happy. all my children went off the air several years ago.
Right.
My wife is still peeved about that and yeah. refuses to watch ABC at noon and probably never will for the rest of her life. And yet she doesn't live a lifestyle where her yeah. relatives come back four or five times mm-hmm. During her lifetime.
Her lifetime, yeah.
But that's just a guilty pleasure that a lot of people have of watching their soap operas, telenovelas. Mm-hmm. For a long time, it seemed like Hispanic television, especially in the entertainment area, was kind of locked in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. But that has moved along really rapidly now, and if you watch the entertainment program, it is right on target mm-hmm. because they're selling millions of records. Their movie stars are doing very, very well. It just seems that we don't have a meshing yet, and at some point, You know, with the exception of companies like Walmart, Target,
right.
Charter, who are investing heavily into those markets, you know, I don't understand, for example, why, if, because I monitor Hispanic television, I have a fascination mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. And I am always wondering why I don't see major hotel casinos doing more than advertising for employees and not inviting people to come
exactly.
and eat dinner
exactly.
or lunch or come to a show at their properties. There is a limited amount, but not that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very surprising. We thought that the VMA network, we public television, because there were a lot of public television stations that added that on their digital platform, would be a great success and a great service. It was interesting when we were out in the community, people would say, oh yeah, we watch VMA on channel 5.3, but we also watch Maine KNPB.
Yeah, you were mentioning that.
So that was an interesting dynamic.
But I think it also points to multi-generational,
yes.
which is something in the immigration debate we don't hear a lot of, mm-hmm. which is this constant demand that everybody speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And please go back to the Jewish immigrants who could only speak Yiddish and the Russian immigrants who could mm-hmm. only speak Russian and German immigrants that could only speak German. Second and third generation, everybody speaks English.
Right.
And, you know, you're never going to change that. I mean, you can legislate as much as you want, but in my humble opinion, you're never going to change that. So I see no problem, because you have people who are multilingual, who are, you know, the television in the corner is playing Spanish television, but people are English speakers as well.
Right.
By the same token, you have lots of people who are, you know, watching Anglo television just because
right.
they're multilingual. And it's also another interesting thing is that Netflix now, because of their huge Central and South American audiences mm-hmm. and awareness of Hispanic audiences in the United States, are playing shows like Narcos, where half the show, if not more, is in subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these are huge hits, even with Anglo audiences.
Isn't that interesting?
So if the story is good,
yeah.
Roma, that's up for an Academy Award, another show with subtitles. I mean, people right. will watch shows if they're compelling.
Good.
All right, let's talk about local television.
All right.
You guys have done a lot in terms of outdoors,
right.
Arts, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yes.
I'm surprised when local television has really gotten worse and worse and worse because of budget cutbacks in terms of news in-depth coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get coverage of the accidents, you're going to get coverage in an emergency if a plane crash, God forbid, or whatever. But in terms of, you know, the legislature, the city councils, and these other places, it would seem that there's a door open for KMPB,
mm-hmm.
But you guys haven't walked through it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it merely a cost of the money? Because I know it's not an inexpensive venture to do local news,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like you would be very competitive if you chose to do it.
That's a great question. We have found that when it comes to being able to finance those productions, that because of the times and the polarization and so much of the nastiness, that organizations who might at one point in time have sponsored that kind of production have stepped away from it overall. We say to them, well, now, wait a minute, we're public television. We don't pound on the table. We don't yell and scream and cut guests off. And they and they say, we understand. We know that. But we have set a policy that we are not going to get involved. So finding sponsors for that type of work has been a challenge. We also look at, frankly, the ratings and the results that we have for Wild Nevada, the outdoor show. Outdoor Nevada, the series that is produced at Vegas PBS. We have our weekly arts series. The viewership and the sponsorship opportunities are significant with those programs. We had done at one point in time a fair amount of local news, public affairs, town halls, debates, those kinds of things. Frankly, trying to get candidates to debate on television has become a very, very difficult thing,
as you well know. You are talking to the man right
yeah.
here. Well, I think it's disgusting, quite frankly, and this is my opinion, yeah. not yours.
Uh-huh.
But I have made the point on this program several times already, after this last election cycle, I will not vote for anybody that does not submit to interviews either mm-hmm. with the local newspapers, television, radio, I don't care where it is, But candidates need to sit down with somebody, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be on this program, mm-hmm. but somebody that we can tune into and understand who they are, what they are, and what they stand for. And I think it's outrageous, whatever political party mm-hmm. you're affiliated with, mm-hmm. when you don't do that. And I think it's completely unfair to the public who are going to go out and vote. And personally, I'm not voting for you.
So 23 years ago, when I started working full-time in public television at Vegas PBS, we had a robust lineup of regularly scheduled news programs and debates and election coverage, and we had a waiting list of sponsors to get on. In fact, a couple of times we oversold, oversubscribed our sponsorship capabilities. Oh, shucks. And that has changed so dramatically over the years, and I share your disappointment. I'm not saying we will never do
anything.
By the
way, it's not disappointment, it's anger. quite frankly, okay. In the society we currently live in, mm-hmm. it's anger when people choose to hide from the media and therefore not allow the population to know who they are and what they stand mm-hmm. for, and that we're only supposed to find that out after they are elected. I'm sorry, you don't get my vote. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more.
Great.
Right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kurt Mischa. He is the president and CEO of KMPB, the public television station that serves Northern Nevada and Eastern California. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's been interesting for both public radio and television, which are nonprofits, mm-hmm. Has been this explosion of broadcasts beyond the airwaves. Mm-hmm. So things like podcasts, etc.
Yes.
And what's interesting is, on areas like that, you can actually sell advertising because mm-hmm. you're not under the same rules that you are for
That's
your
right.
broadcast television.
That's
Explain
right.
a little bit about that, and then also some of the other educational things that you're offering
yeah.
beyond
sure.
on the air.
Sure. Those other off-air kinds of podcasts and things are wonderful service opportunities. They are service opportunities, as you said, that we can charge for or that people will subscribe to. And that helps build that financial base so that we can remain non-commercial, because we don't interrupt the content with those messages. So it gives
well,
us an
podcast,
opportunity.
Well, on the podcast, I'm just going to be fair with it. It's interesting because in the podcasts, mm-hmm. They are interrupted by commercials,
right.
but here's the interesting thing. Most people listen to podcasts when they're driving, mm-hmm. when they're at the gym, when they're walking, whatever.
Right.
And I'm one of those people.
Uh-huh.
And we don't go past anything but the first block of commercials. So where somebody's watching television with a DVR and may go past all the commercials in a program, if you're out exercising or driving, you can set your device to go past that first break if you want to. But then you're driving or whatever you're doing, you're not stopping every 5 minutes to be able to go past that commercial break. So it's actually an opportunity for sponsors to really make some serious money from, yes, a limited audience, but one that doesn't want to fast forward through those commercials.
Exactly, and they want to brand. You talked about branding in one of the earlier segments. They want to brand, they want to associate with that quality public media content. And that's a great association.
Or Nevada Newsmakers.
Or Nevada Newsmakers. Now, you mentioned the education work that we do, and both Vegas PBS and KNPB are huge players in the education space. We have our Ready to Learn workshops where we go into schools with a multimedia presentation. We have trained facilitators who are accredited teachers who, for one reason or another, are not in the classroom. They take in a video clip of one of our PBS Kids programs. They take a book that ties to the program. The book is read aloud together. Every child gets a copy of the book to keep and take home. And then there's an activity based on all of that. So it's watch and read and do. Last year, we did over 2,300 of these workshops for 43,000 children in the Northern Nevada area. So they're in Vegas, equally large commitment to that. So between the two stations, we're a huge provider of off-air education services. That's not as visible, maybe, in some respects. Folks, public TV, you think about Antiques Roadshow or This Old House or one of those things. But the education work that we do is significant, and it gives us another opportunity to make a strong impact.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. It was a treat.
We have more to talk about, so come back.
Will do.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge wherever you get your podcasts, and you can go to our YouTube channel now as well. All ways to watch Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast. We'll